slides right in. So who is inside of you? The Holy Ghost. You call him Jesus? Of course. But the Holy Spirit, get it, please. He is a person with intellect. And the Bible says, no man, not only have we not seen God, we don't even know him. No man knoweth the things of God save the Spirit. And then it says this, this is awesome. And he searcheth the deep things of God. It's right there in verse 11. You can read verse 10, 11, 12. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is always searching God and revealing him to us. And he is searching the deep, 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 deep things of God. You know how deep God is? He's eternal. No? Now, let me tell you something else. You've got to hear this. Angels do not have a soul. No angel has ever had feelings. Angels have no emotions. Angels are spirit beings. Are they not ministering spirits, huh? God did not create angels in his image. That's why no salvation is offered to them. Even a third of them who fell, no salvation offered. Let me tell you something else. You see this Bible you have? No angel understands it. No angel understands the scriptures because the scriptures are revealed by the Holy Spirit who has never revealed one verse to an angel. They have no capacity to receive revelation. So how do they know God? I'm coming to that. But let me tell you something about the angels. You know how many divisions of angels there are? Five. Just write them down quick, because you got to see this. This is awesome. And I want to help you understand that God, the Holy Spirit, who's always searching God, the Father, and he's revealing him to us, not the angels. This is the most powerful thing I think I can tell you, really, all night. Human beings are the only people with the capacity to know God. And I'm talking about the church. Satan doesn't know the Bible. So what do you mean he doesn't? He doesn't have the revelation of the word. He will know what it says. He doesn't understand it. Everything the angels know, listen carefully. Everything the angels know about God, they know by watching his dealings with you. Everything. There's nothing the angels find out about God from God. God never once said, hey angels, let me tell you about myself. It's not in the Bible. Everything the angels know about God, they know by watching his dealings with you. That's found in Ephesians 3 verse 10. The Bible says, in Ephesians 3:10, turn to what I showed you, come on. And I don't know whether they can put it on the screen or not. It doesn't matter. Ephesians 3:10 tells us very clearly that the angels of heaven, principalities and powers, know the wisdom of God through his church. There's no way they can know God by sitting down in some classroom in heaven discovering what he's like. The word of God is so powerful on this. This is remarkable. Oh, this is marvelous. The word of God tells me Ephesians 3:10. I said Philippians, I think, right? Well, I said Ephesians. Good. to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. By the church. Now unto the principalities and powers might be known by the church God's wisdom. So everything the angels know about God, they know through the church. Now listen carefully. There are five divisions of angels in heaven. There are the seraphims, Isaiah 6. They have six wings. With two they cover their face, and two their body, and two their and their feet, I should say, and with two they fly. And the Bible says that the seraphs in heaven are always revealing and talking about the glory. They declare God's holiness. Then you have the cherubims. The cherubims are mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 1. They have four wings and four faces each. On the right side is the face of a lion and a face of a man. On the left side, you have the face of an ox and the face of an eagle. You have four faces on these magnificent creatures called cherubs. Now, I don't want to lose you here, but Satan was a cherub. Ezekiel 28 says, thou art the cherub that covers. Now, the cherubs protect the glory. They're the ones who protected the tree of life from Adam. For had he eaten of the tree of life, you would have never been saved. They protected your salvation. You say, how's that? Are you able to go a little deeper here? No. I'll finish the five divisions of angels, but I got to tell you something really important. There are seven covenants in the Bible. Seven. There's the Adamic, the Noahic, the Abrahamic, Mosaic, Davidic, the New Covenant, and the Eternal Covenant. Seven covenants in the Bible. Every covenant that God made, He made with men who carried the seed of the Messiah. God made a covenant with Adam because he carried the seed of the woman, the Messiah. Genesis 3 says, her seed will destroy you, devil. Huh? The seed of the woman is Christ. That seed was in Adam. From Adam, it went to Noah. From Noah, it went to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because that was one covenant. From Abraham, it went to Israel. From Israel to David. And God made a covenant just with those who carried the seed. God did not make a covenant, for example, with Ishmael or Esau, because they did not carry the seed. That's why when Abraham went to God and said, I'm happy with Ishmael, he said, thy seed shall be called in Isaac. In Isaac shall thy seed be called, meaning he will carry the Messiah. Huh? The Bible clearly states that every covenant has three truths to it. Every covenant must have one, promises, two, conditions, and three, a seal must seal it. The only covenant not sealed is the first one. Because had it been sealed, you would not have been saved. You say, what do you mean? God gave to Adam the promises. He said, be fruitful, multiply. The condition was, don't touch the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But he failed. He sinned. The seal was the tree of life. Had he eaten of the tree of life, he would have lived forever in a sinful condition, and the whole human race would have perished. So God had to send a cherub to protect the tree, really protecting our salvation. Are you still there? Yeah. Now, the other covenants, of course, were sealed. Let me just give them fast here, of course, to you. Noah, again, we see promises, conditions, and a seal. And the seal was the rainbow. He said, this is the token. Then we have the Abrahamic. God gave promises, conditions, and the seal was circumcision, sealed it. The next, we see the Mosaic. That was sealed by the law. Then we have the Davidic, David. God made a covenant with David, promises, conditions, sealed. How? Praise sealed it. The sixth covenant was made between Jesus and the church. Sealed, how? By the Holy Spirit. He's the seal of the covenant. The last covenant is called the eternal, which really happened before the beginning of the world, so it really should be number one, but just to help you understand it, I've put it as number seven.